Now we get back into this eighth inning of this very tight and tied up ball game. The series also tied, one game each, and this game was one run each. And the first man up for the Giants is Dick Bartell. Richard has had no hits in two official trips to the plate today. Giants have 8 hits so far, and the Yankees, too. The first pitch to Dick, a right-hand batter, is on the inside corner, knee-high for a called strike. The crowd is applauding here, trying to get some base hits, and it's quite a crowd. Hadley starts winding, and the next pitch to Bartell is a line drive out into left field. It's foul by about 3 feet. Bounding off of the box seat. It looked good when it started, but he had a little too much foot. Two strikes on Bartell, who was coming back from down around first base. He was away with that, the crack of the bat, of course. He had just a little too much pull on that one. Major Kirk holds up the hand. Now he's ready, denoting that the game should proceed. And Hadley starts winding. Over his head, ball one. Count is two strikes and one ball. Bartell leading off in the eighth inning. And the score all... Dick steps out of the batter's box. And now back in again, waving his bat at Hadley. Hadley starts winding. Another inside pitch, ball two. Bump seems to be working on him a little bit after he kissed that line drive foul down left field. And the count is 2-2. A drive between Crosetti and Walsh into left field for a base hit. Jakey Powell throwing the ball in now to Lazeri at second. And that's the ninth hit off Hadley. And with the first man up in the inning getting on, with a score tied at one run, and in the late inning, it looks as though the Giants have a bit of advantage here. Manager Bill Terry is up. One hit and three times at bat. We'll see whether Bill plays for this one run. Going for it, it's a foul attempting to bunt all along third baseline. One run right now. The difference of these leagues. National League, they usually play for one run. While in the American League, they're always playing for clusters. The sacrifice is almost unknown. But Terry is up there to try to send Mr. Bartell down to second. He tries to bunt the next one and lays it down. Hadley throwing to second, forcing Bartell. The bunt was too hard. Came right out the path to the pitcher's box. Hadley whirled and threw to Frank Crosetti. Got the ball there in time to force Bartell at second for the first out. Terry's on first. One man out. And Mellott, one hit in three times as bat is up. Left-hand hitter. Terry on first. And Gehrig is keeping him on there. Now Lou fades back a bit. And Ott was hit with a pitch ball. I guess he wasn't hit. Looked as though it hit him. Must have gone right between his legs, right through the wicket. Ball one. Bill Dickey made a fine stop of that one, incidentally. We thought it was a dead ball there for a moment. But it's just ball one. Hadley ready to go again. And here's the pitch. It's a call strike over the outside corner, knee high, to a left-hand batter. And the count is 1-1. Ott is the batter with Terry on first. One man out in the eighth inning. And the score tied at one run. Hadley on the rubber in pitching position. There's a drive past Hadley and past Lazeri into center field. Terry pulling up at second. A hard ground smash through the box. It went on over second into center. Advancing Terry to second. Now the Giants have runners on second and first. One man out. And Jim Ripple, whose home run Opening the fifth inning tied this ball game up after Gehrig had put the Yanks out in front with his homer in the second is the next batter. James has flied to right field, hit his home run, and struck out so far today. Left-hand hitter. Boys are taking a bit of a rest here while Mr. Hadley collects his equilibrium. Probably been a little shocked on that drive there. Bump is up on the hill now and ready to go. There's the stretch. And the first pitch to Ripple is outside and high. Ball one. Jim is a big rangy boy. So when they're high, they're fairly high. Gehrig on second. Bott on first. One out. A curve that broke too much. And it came inside. Ball two. Hadley followed that high fast one. Curve. He had a little too much bend on it. Doing nothing. There's the stretch. And the next pitch. A swinging strike. Went for a slow curve. And is asking umpire Major Kurt to examine the ball to see if there's anything on that that Hadley might have put on that shouldn't be there in the way of carrying the stitching. Giving it a little finger nailing. But the count is two balls and one strike. There's the stretch. Here it comes. A bounder to Hadley. It's over his head. But there he dashes in, makes the play at first, retiring the runner. While Gehrig advanced to third. And, of course, Bott moved down to second. Two men out. So Gehrig had to come in fast for that one. One of those slow, teasing bounders. Just too high for the pitcher to get. Now the Giants have runners on third and second with two men out. Gus Mancuso has made one hit, a single, in three times at bat. Stepped up there in the right-hand batter's box. More tied, you know, at one run. And this is the first half of the eighth. There's the windup. Strike one. Most of the crowd failed to see that that was fouled. They were wondering why Terry and Ott didn't set sail for the plate as it skipped on past Dickey back here to the barrier. Just one strike on Mancuso. Lou Gehrig dashed in to say a few soothing words to Hadley, encourage him a bit. Bump has been in a lot of tough spots today. He starts winding again. And Mancuso drives one into deep left field. Powell is backing up. He has it. No run. Two hits. No error. Two men left. Started out like a big inning for the Giants there. When Bartell opened with a single, but Terry, attempting to sacrifice, forced Dick at second, Hadley to Crosetti. Bott came through with a single, which advanced Terry to second. Rosari came in fast to toss out Ripple on a slow bounder over Hadley's head, and then Mancuso ended the inning with a drive to Jakey Powell out in deep left field. So we go into the last half of the eighth. The Yankees up, Selkirk, Powell, and Lazzari. Each of these batters has been up twice, and none of them have any hits. Each one of them has fanned one time. Simmons has fanned five so far today, while Hadley has fanned two. The Giants have 10 hits, while the Yankees have but two. Here we go, George Selkirk, Left-hand batter is up there. Pitch starts his wind. Here's the pitch. And Selkirk drives a hit into right field. Going out there on the bound to Mel Ott. A single for Selkirk, opening the eighth. Now the Giants opened their half with a single and got no run. We'll see whether the Yankees can do any better. Jakey Powell, right-hand batter, coming up. And the defense, of course, is shifting around more toward left field. It's pulled around toward right for Selkirk, the left-hand hitter. We'll see whether Jake is ordered to bunt or whether he will be permitted to slug one. A pitch out. Ball one. Mancuso heaved one down to Terry, but Selkirk was back with plenty of time to spare. Ball is the count to Powell. Travis Jackson playing in on the grass. Powell bunts foul along first baseline. Strike one. Evidently, Jakey's been ordered up there to lay down his life and advance Brother Selkirk to second. Nobody out. Selkirk on first. And the count one and one on Powell. Simmons takes his stretch. Powell swings at that one. A nice curve ball that broke away from him. He really went fishing for that one. He chased it clear over in the right, in the left-hand batter's box. Mr. Fitzsimmons bent that one. And the count is two strikes and one ball. Fitz uses a bit of rosin this time before getting ready to pitch the next one. Selkirk edging off first a couple of steps. Ball low outside, and the count is two and two. It served him a slow curve that time, which broke down and out to a right-hand hitter. Count is two and two. A toss to first. Selkirk sliding in safely. It looks over there, glances over his shoulder. Now he's in position to pitch. Ball two, or ball three, rather. Another low breaking curve outside. And it's 3-2 with a nice new white apple coming into play from the pockets of George Major Kirk. I think we'll have the pitch. Here it is. Selkirk breaking with it. It's a ball. A curve outside. Ball four. And now the Yankees have Selkirk on second, Powell on first, and push him up, Tony Lazzari at bat. Tony Sand the first time up, and then chased Joe Moore against the railing out in deep left field for his drive to end the fifth inning. The Giants' plan, of course, is to play this bunt of Lazzari's, if possible, to third base to force Selkirk. Bill Terry playing far in on the grass from his first base position. Jackson being anchored at third. And Lazzari bunts to third, drawing Jackson in, making the play at first the only possible play. And Lazzari is out on a sacrifice. Jackson to Whitehead, who covered first. Sacrifice for Lazzari, advancing both runners. Kirk is on third, Powell on second, and Bump Hadley is due to bat. Maybe a pincher up here for Bump, in the person of Charles Red Ruffing, a pitcher who is also quite a hitter. Charlie stands deep in that batter's box. Right foot on the back line. He likes to hit them after the break. He's working slowly. He's in a spot. Realizes it. There's the windup. Ruffing hit a slow bounder right back to the box. And Selkirk is out of the plate. Fitzsimmons to Mancuso. Powell moved over to third, of course. And Ruffing is on first. Slow bounder midway between the box and the third baseline, Fitzsimmons came in fast and had plenty of time to spare in throwing Selkirk out at the plate. Frank Crosetti is the next hitter. Roy Johnson has been put on first base to run for roughing. Roy Johnson, one of the reserve outfielders of the Yankees, now running for roughing at first base.
Number one, running in place of roughing.
Roy is a fast lad. Charlie is not much shucked as a runner. On third with Johnson on first. Two men out and Frank Crosetti up. No hit in the three times he's been up at the plate today. Right-hand batter. Mancuso yelling something out to Fitzsimmons. Now steps behind the plate and the game will be resumed. Two men out, you know. There's the stretch. A slow curve that broke right in there, belt high for a called strike. Fitz has pitched a grand game this afternoon. Both boys, in fact, have done very well, although Hadley has been touched for 10 hits. Only three have been made off Fitzsimmons so far. It works slowly on Crosetti, who's very anxious to hit one. And it's another curve ball over the outside corner for the second called strike. Two and nothing on Frankie. And the crowd is sort of in an uproar here. It's a very tense moment of the game. Fitzsimmons steps off the rubber. Juggles the ball a bit. Now he comes back up. He's in pitching position. There's the stretch. Johnson going down on this pitch. The left of Hadley, or of Fitzsimmons. He managed to knock the ball down, but it went behind him about 15 or 20 feet, and before Whitehead could come in and recover it, Rossetti, a fast man, had crossed the bag. From where we're broadcasting today, we cannot see the official scorer, but we are going to score that as a hit. Now the score is 2-1 in favor of the Yankees. Powell coming home on that, and Johnson advancing to second. And Red Rolfe, who has also gone hitless in three times at bat, is up there in the left-hand batter's box. Fitz sets himself. He's ready to go. Here's the pitch, and it's a bounder down first baseline. Terry makes a nice get, tosses to Fitzsimmons for the out at first, ending the eighth inning. One run. Two hits, a base on balls, a sacrifice, no error, and two men left. Now we have a new pitcher for the Yankees. Since Hadley retired, in preference for a pinch hitter, and it's Patrick Flubber Malone. First one he'll face in this ninth inning with a score 2-1 in favor of the Yanks. Whitehead, a swinging strike. Pat's arm goes up for the next pitch, and it's fouled. It was a curve running away from him. He fouled it off the end of his bat. And the count is two strikes, two and nothing. Pat rubs a new ball, roughs it up a little bit. Gets the sign from Dickey. Bill comes up out of the crouch. He's winding. Here's the pitch. A swinging strike going for a high pass. Over the outside corner. One out. Score is 2-1. In favor of the Yankees. Ninth inning. here. Looks like a pinch hitter. Mark Caney, left-hand hitter, is batting for Jackson. And Malone's first pitch, a strike. Mark Caney, batting for Jackson. One man out in the ninth, nobody on. Malone starts that slow, easy windup, and it's a fastball outside. Ball one, one and one. Malone gets that new ball in shape to pitch. Shuffles around out there on the rubber. Starts winding. Here's the pitch. Caney grounded to shortstop. It's a roller. Plastetti throwing him out at first. One of those skimmers that stayed right on the ground. Didn't hop. And Frankie had to come in rather fast for that play. Two men out. And Sam Leslie will bat for Fitzsimmons with two down and none on in the ninth. And the Yankees in the lead, 2-1. Leslie is also a left-hand hitter. First baseman when manager Terry is not in the game. Big rangy lad. Here's Malone's first pitch. It's a swinging strike. Malone dipped one down there under that arc of the bat. So far, Mr. Malone is doing quite a nice job of relief pitching, as he did all season. One strike on Leslie, and the next pitch, outside, ball one, one and one. One and one on Sambo. He's swinging that bat. Malone gets ready to go. Here comes the pitch. It's a pop foul into the stands, the upper deck off to our left for the second strike. And the count is two strikes and one ball. And now Malone is ready to go again. There's the windup. Here's the pitch. It's a drive over Pat's head out into center field for a single. Sam Leslie, pinch hitting for Freddie Fitzsimmons. Singles for the count, two strikes and one ball. And that keeps the Giants still in the ball game. Two men out in the ninth. Davis is going to run for Leslie. Kiddo Davis. He's on first base, running for Leslie with two men out. And Joe Moore, with one hit and four times at bat, left fielder and a left-hand hitter for the Giants, is up. Yelling for Moore to park one in the stands out there. Here's the pitch. He hits one on the ground at Cassetti. False to Lazzari, forcing Davis at second for the third out. And this ball game is over. The final score. The Yankees, American League champions, two runs, three hits, no error. The Giants, National League champions, one run, 11 hits, no errors.